Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. Joining me from Gun Owners of America is the Barefoot Defender, Stephen Williford. I wanted to start the week off with him just because, well, you know, he's an inspiring figure. How are you doing this morning, sir?
I am doing excellent. Did you hear about the Freeman receiver rule being overturned?
Well, I had heard about it, and I was kind of hoping you might want to discuss that.
Yes. So last week we got the pistol brace rule, a stay for the whole entire nation for the pistol brace rule, and then right after that, the next day, it came down that the frame and receiver rule has been overturned also. Now, they're going to appeal it, but as for now, we have won again, and now it will probably go to the Supreme Court. When it goes to the Supreme Court, they will probably, they have one or two choices, and that's to hear it or to take it down to the lower court and leave the lower court ruling as it is. And either way, if they leave it for the lower court, then we have won it. And if they hear it, we believe we will win it also.
Well, if they hear it and they apply the Bruin standard to it, you will definitely win it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the deal. And then I just heard that the DOJ said that the Bruin decision was too hard to enforce anything with, to adhere to. They were whining about the Bruin decision and saying that it really didn't mean what it's supposed to mean, what it said. And yes, it did. And they're going to find out.
Well, you know, the thing is, and this is the part I don't understand about this. Do you remember when am I on speaker? Okay. Anyway, do you remember when D.C. was considering a right to carry law and they had just been kicked back by a court and everybody contacted D.C. and said, don't appeal it? Because if you appeal it and it gets to the Supreme Court, then right to carry is going to be the law of the land, and we're not going to be able to mess with it. And they put that off for a little while longer until Bruin came along. But do you remember that when they got out there and they said, we're going to cut our losses and just leave it like it is? Doesn't this...
Yeah, it's ridiculous when they don't want it to be... So assault weapons ban and things that we are fighting a lot of times, and when we win them, they don't want to appeal them to the Supreme Court because they know that the Supreme Court will overturn it nationwide. Exactly.
Well, I mean, if they do this with the, if they get the frame thing and if they get the pistol brace thing, are they likely to wait till the pistol brace thing gets to them and just consider them in one shot, or are they going to do it as it comes to it and simply say, Bruin applies, this is not legal, this is overturned, this is not constitutional?
You do know that they have now said that they were going to hear the bump stock ban.
Right, yeah.
And they're going to hear that in December. And all of this could come crashing down with the bump stock ban, because though GOA, Gun Owners of America, though our case did not go forward with the bump stock ban, here in Texas, Michael Cargill's case did go forward, and now GOA is on that, helping that out. And if the Supreme Court rules that the ATF did not have the power to just arbitrarily decide that the bump stock was illegal, then that would apply to the pistol brace ban and the frame and receiver ban also, and it would automatically do away with all of that nonsense. That the ATF does not have the right, and we're fighting it for the same reason. The ATF does not have the authority to turn around and just arbitrarily make rulings and change the definition of something. So this is going to be heard in December, and it will be ruled on probably early in the summer.
Right.
And that is our quickest course of action to win all of it. And also the Supreme Court said that they are going to hear a case dealing with Chevron deference. And that also, so the ATF used Chevron deference to make these rulings. And what Chevron deference did was give, essentially give the alphabet agencies, the EPA or ATF or any one of the others, the ability. Remember when Obama said, now I have a pen and a cell phone.
Right.
I don't need legislation. And that was when Chevron deference gave alphabet agencies authority that it did not have. And there's also a case that is being heard by the Supreme Court on Chevron deference. And that could wipe out the authority to do things like that also.
I guess, and now while all of this is being taken up and we're waiting on rulings and everything, do all of these stays and injunctions, they stay in place?
Yes. Yes.
Well,
we definitely need those justices to stay in place and stuff.
Are the lawyers at GOA, do you know if they're going to get out there with the pistol brace thing and say, we need to take this and open up the entirety of the NFA because all of this is really quite frivolous, some of these things we have in the NFA registry and everything. And
the judge has left the door open for that exact thing to happen.
Right.
Because he mentioned the NFA Act of 1934 and said that they probably improperly used dangerous and unusual to trample our Constitution when they did the NFA back in 1934. And if you apply Bruin to the NFA ruling, then, yeah, it would probably do away with Bruin also, or right, with the NFA also. So it kind of left the door open for that. And as for now, we're looking to what we can do, and we're seeing how all this plays out. But yes, GOA, go to gunowners.org and sign up. GOA would like to do away with the NFA Act.
Right.
And that is what we're striving for. We're actually trying to do away totally with the ATF. We actually have a T-shirt and a patch that says, Save a Puppy,
yep,
Abolish the ATF.
I may have to get one of those. I tried to get somebody to show me one of the GOA lowers that you've got at Palmetto State, but I couldn't get anybody to give me the time of day there when I went in there. I went in there at a particularly busy time. Gunowners.org. I do a radio show called Gun Owners News Hour. That's where the origin of that radio show comes from. Gun Owners of America is the only no compromise agency out there today. They fight. They're first in the fight when everybody else is sitting back saying, well, we need to come to a consensus. They just get out there and say, sure, we'll come on there and we'll address all of your crazy radical things you're saying about something. So if you want somebody. Well, hang on. We're coming up on the break, Stephen.
Okay.
And I was just talking you up because Gun Owners of America is a great organization. We'll be right back talking to Stephen Williford. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Steve and Williford. Been talking about the good things that Gun Owners of America is doing right now. Do you think this is going to open up, like most of the companies that made bump stocks, for example, went out of business during the bump stock ban?
I think they could be revived pretty quickly if they needed to be or if they saw a profit in it. And personally, you know, I have never owned a bump stock and never cared for it. But what about shall not be infringed? Do they not understand?
Right.
I fight for the right for you to own whatever you want. And there's a thing, and if there's a demand for it, then people should be able to buy it. And people should be able to profit on it.
Sure.
You know, to,
yeah, if there's a market,
to create
why not?
It and sell it, that's free market.
Yeah. People bought
that's
pet
free
rocks.
Market. Yeah, for goodness sake, yeah. You're right. Man made millions of dollars off of selling rocks.
Yep, so. I mean, they even went to the you can still find those for sale today. But, I mean, yeah, I thought the EPA, there was an EPA Supreme Court decision that I kind of thought did the same thing that they should have been applied to the bump stock and to the pistol brace, where they got out there and said, you cannot regulate a company out of business simply by saying that you can't, this is illegal. You just can't make up those rules. I kind of would have thought that would have applied to this.
Well, and again, they are going to hear Chevron deference very soon.
Right.
And Chevron deference will basically, and that is a lawsuit against the EPA. So, yeah. That is coming very soon too. And if they rule to get rid of Chevron deference, then, all the rest of it doesn't matter, you know, because it gets rid of all of it.
Right.
Personally, I think they ought to rule on the bump stock and, the pistol brace ban and frame and receiver on the Second Amendment issue instead of not just the authority and the power of the ATF.
Right.
But this is the one where they're hearing it from is the authority of the ATF.
Now,
yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. When Dettelbach was sitting there and he was being confirmed and, or he was in the middle of a hearing or something, some of the people there in the hearing were like, so you want to ban assault weapons? And he said, well, I don't know what an assault weapon is. They said, okay, well, you don't know what an assault weapon is. He said, I guess that's up to you to decide. Why doesn't somebody, why could GOA lobby Congress to get out there and define what is an assault weapon to say, if it comes from the factory with a fully automatic sear, that is an assault weapon, and get out there and just do that once and for all?
Well, because the GOA believes that assault weapons, if you will, should be legal.
Yeah.
Because the Second Amendment was written so that we could own military style firearms.
Right.
And the reason the Second Amendment was written is in case of a tyrannical government,
right,
or an invading force. And,
right,
and let me tell you, we've been invaded through our border, and sooner or later, those chickens are going to come to roost, too.
Oh, yeah.
And so we don't need to worry about, oh, well, they're saying they're assault weapons, and they're not assault weapons. But we think assault weapons should be available for civilians.
Well, I agree with you. The whole assault weapon thing, assault weapon itself is a made-up term.
It is a made-up term.
It was used to politicize something. They got out there and, you know, I can't remember which one of the Joshes it was. It was either the Violence Policy Center or the Handgun Coalition to Stop Handgun Violence, or one of the Joshes that ran that made that up and stated that case. But I would love to see some stuff come out of the Supreme Court or the government getting out there and explaining to ATF, well, you guys can enforce the laws we pass. You do not get to make regulations on your own. Because that was the thing they were saying wasn't that what they were applying to the pistol brace? They were like, well, the NFA says short-barreled rifles have to be in registered. That was the logic they were applying to that, right?
Oh, well, and they were saying that anything that was, so the definition at the time of a short-barreled rifle was something that was designed to be shouldered, and the pistol braces weren't designed to be shouldered.
but they couldn't be shouldered is what they were saying, and therefore they should fall under the NFA short-barreled rifle. Well, they just, we think Congress meant this. And in fact, the House voted that they did not agree with the ATF's definition of short-barreled rifle and that the pistol brake ban should be overturned.
Right.
U.S. Congress voted and said, no, that is not the case. And ATF continues to say, well, we still think that Congress meant this. So they're trying to define what Congress meant when they passed the bill. That is not their job.
Well, I mean, they feel like they can do that because they're out of control, though, right?
Absolutely, they're out of control.
Yeah.
Absolutely, they're out of control. They do the bidding of the president. So
yeah. They're
part of the executive branch. They
right. Take
orders directly from the executive branch.
Right.
And Biden just basically told them to do this. And honestly, Trump isn't immune to it because he's the one that basically told them to redefine the bump stock ban, even though they had already said that the bump stock ban or that the bump stock was not illegal.
Right. Yeah,
Because the definition at the time, it didn't make it a machine gun. So they just redefined that.
Well, Trump needs to hire Eric. If he gets in office, he needs to hire Eric Pratt. Eric can do two jobs at one time. He needs to hire Eric Pratt so that... And the reason I say this is because Trump largely went along with what the NRA was saying. They put out a partial statement which had other parts to it. But anyway, we're about to run out of time. Stephen, thank you for waiting on me. I was late getting to Stephen today, and I appreciate you taking the time to join me again. Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org. That is the organization that has out front of it. Their figurehead today is Stephen Williford, the Sutherland Springs disruptor, the barefoot defender. He faced evil. And now he faces a different kind of evil on a regular day. He faces a bunch of people that are trying to disarm you. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless. Gun Owners of America, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
All right, thank you, sir.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darin Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wit. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darin is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarinTactical.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The weather continues to be a story that affects millions of Americans. Around 55 million people are under winter weather advisories from the plains to New England. People in the south dealing with heavy rain and wind and possible flooding. Meantime, folks from western Kansas all the way to Ohio dealing with dense fog advisories as visibility remains under a quarter of a mile in some areas. The Senate is inching closer to voting on a bill intended to address national security, including funding for the southern border and more. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is no fan of the bill.
They entered this negotiation saying, "We will, as bad as we think the bill is, I promise you it's worse." The people pushing this deal knew, no, if the American people knew what was in it, they would be against it. This supplemental bill is a kamikaze plane in a box canyon with no exit.
This is USA News.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. Joining me now from InvestUSA.org and American Thinker is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir.
Always a privilege, Bill. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Now, interestingly, after all the talk about the FBI and what a bunch of crazy desperados that they are, now all of a sudden we got 70 Republicans saying, "You guys are a bunch of crazy desperados. Here, please take this $300 million and go build a nice new building with some nice new offices for yourself." What's the read on this one?
Well, I'll tell you what's interesting, Bill. This has been going on for months. Even with Kevin McCarthy, who people said, "Oh, he's a rhino," or this and that. Even Kevin McCarthy had said, "You know, until we get the FBI in compliance, so they're not weaponized and are not politicized and going against conservatives, the last thing we need to talk about is an additional new headquarters. That needs to be iced and put on hold. And what they really need to be talking about is budget cuts, freezing the agency altogether." That's been the position for months.
Right.
Mike Johnson has had the same new position as the speaker. And interestingly enough, about a week and a half ago, it wasn't publicized, but if you know the inside tracks, there was a sting operation. The FBI was involved, perimeterally. It was mostly done by internal. And what I mean by internal is Metro Police, things like that. An escort operation in the D.C. area. And they have made a lot of arrests in terms of the escortees. But the clientele list has been held private to this point. Now, you say, well, is that not typical? Sometimes, sometimes not. However, the difference on this one, Bill, is it is being reported now that that list of clientele is some very powerful politicians, and not just one or two, quite a few on the Hill, as well as administration members, as well as others. So suddenly, just overnight, the position changes without debate. And now it is being purported that the 70 Republicans, at least, are willing to sign off on a $300 million initial down payment for a new headquarters for the Bureau. in Maryland, right up the river. So one has to wonder, since the FBI is becoming so good at this art, shall we say, have they leaked over to their Republican opposition that, look, we've got names and we're willing to use them unless we get what we want. And, of course, we already know the FBI has been covering for the Biden administration for some time. So I think in the essence of justice, true justice, not two-tier justice, but true justice, I think those lists need to be produced and publicized regardless of who's on them.
Right.
But I'm obviously in the minority on that one as it stands now, unless, of course, we get enough people around the country that are demanding the same. And I don't see why anything inappropriate with doing that, especially if you're talking about changing a key position on funding an agency that has gone rogue and that is being used to weaponize and go after conservatives, and now they're targeting conservatives. You don't give us the vote for the money. We may have to release some things you don't want us to release. We are really in a sad shape, Bill, when the country's gotten to that point.
Yeah, I would have to say so. But, I mean, now Johnson is about as straight-laced as anybody I've ever seen.
Correct.
He's so straight-laced, they're trying to, I mean, they got the big expose coming out of the Rolling Stone about him was that he'd never watched porn. That was that was his expose. So, I mean, you know, so they may have these guys sitting out there saying, well, vote for it. But, I mean, is he in charge of that? Can he short-circuit
that?
He
can stop it.
Yeah?
He can stop it. And he has not, there has not been any official, this just came out, there's not been any position officially from the speaker's office. Of course, you know why. I mean, he's a good speaker.
Right.
But you know good and well that he's probably getting 100 calls a minute, you know, from pressure standpoint. What else can we do? We got to get a continuing resolution. What kind of deals can be cut? Let's just hope that Mike does the right thing and maintains. It is time to stop the games that have been played for so long.
Yeah.
And it's time for accountability. And that's what has to happen, Bill. We have to have accountability. This is, let's put this in the proper scenario. We are talking about, as of yesterday, more airstrikes were ordered in Syria by the U.S. Air Military to protect our troops on the ground because Iran is using terrorist organizations to launch mortars, et cetera, trying to injure our American soldiers there.
Right.
Because of that, Iran is now in conjunction with Hezbollah, said it's time to shift the battle from not just Israel to the U.S. We are asking for Hezbollah to launch terrorist attacks inside America. Now, understand, adding 2 + 2 together, remember we talked in your show last week. Last week alone, we caught 4 to 6 Hezbollah terrorists who were also had explosives and cash arms with them in the last week. Remember, we only catch a small percentage of those that are coming across.
Right.
So we know they're here. We know that this is not conjecture. The FBI director last week before the Senate had to testify that, yes, there is a distinct possibility that there are terror cells in this country that are preparing for imminent threat against the American people. So here you've got them should be concentrating their efforts on making sure that American lives are protected and safe. And yet what you have them doing instead is targeting conservative Republicans to A, in Congress to get what they want money-wise, B, targeting conservative voters to make them appear as if they were somehow at fault for terrorism in this country. You cannot continue to operate as a free and independent country when your top law enforcement agencies are functioning in that manner.
Right.
The only thing they understand, Bill, is twofold: force and money. And Congress may not have force, but Congress controls, especially the House, they control the purse strings. There are so many things. I thought this was sad. Steve Friend, who remembers one of the whistleblowers who has exposed, a former FBI agent who has exposed what was going on. When I say former, not former because he wanted to be, former because the AG has suspended him.
Right.
Because of his whistleblowing. But he came out Friday with a press release saying, look, we've laid our careers on the line. We have no money coming in because they've frozen our salaries. And you remember when you went to the FBI, you can't quit while you're on an investigation, okay? But you can be suspended without pay. And they don't have to tell you how long. So they're sitting there with no income, fixing to lose their homes, fixing to lose, you know, their assets. Did it because it was the right thing to do, testified, thought they were going to get whistleblower protection, which they supposedly were granted by Congress. And yet now you've got Congress, instead of doing something to protect the whistleblowers, capitulating and helping to try to expand the Bureau. And you know, what Steve Friend was saying, and it's true, there are so many options available in Congress. They can freeze positions. They can freeze salaries. I'm talking about within the agency. There's a lot that they could be doing that they're simply choosing not to do. Now, Bill, that's a very frightening thing when you know that you have rogue agencies and people that have some ability to do something about it are refusing to act.
Right.
That is why we get back to the issue that we've talked about on your show before, one that people don't want to hear, but they have to hear. The only option left available now is for a military council and a military tribunal, because they're the only ones that have authority that can stop what is going on now.
If
we don't do it pretty quick, we're in trouble.
Yep, let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the break and talking to Michael Letts. You can find his work at AmericanThinker.com, but his favorite work, his real work, is at InvestUSA.org, where has given well over 11,000 vests to law enforcement personnel to keep them safe. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Talking to Michael Letts. We're just talking about the FBI because they're such a fun group of guys. They've had Audrey Hale's manifesto for 8 months and can't say that it is a hate crime, but they can find every grandma that was in D.C. on January the 6th.
It is amazing. And of course, January 6th being another issue tying all this in together, you just mentioned, the FBI still has not been forthcoming. We know now for a fact, we've known for some time, there were informants, or what we call assets in the field,
right,
from the Bureau that were involved with January 6th. We still can't get a straight answer. The FBI doesn't want to purchase, also doesn't say no. It just says it's an ongoing investigation, and we cannot comment at this time. The problem with that, Bill, is this. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, I challenge them in the law to say you cannot talk about an investigation.
Right.
There is practicality. I don't want to say when Bill doesn't know I'm investigating, hey, everybody, we're investigating Bill, because then he might run and go hide something, go burn something before we can get there. But there are always ways to conceal matters. And then, of course, they say, well, yeah, but maybe they might figure out how we're concealing it. You know, I'm sure there are a million different things that could be done, but the public has the right to know. And the fact that they are constantly not answering questions that are pertinent to the American people that show a two-tier justice system. Why did they wait to move forward on indictments for Hunter Biden until after the statute of limitations? I mean, we can just go on and on and on and on. And the response is we can't comment. They're under investigation. And they won't comment until 20 years from now, and they think everybody's forgotten about it.
Is that a real thing? Is there some law that prohibits them from doing that?
No. It is internal policy. Internal policy. And here's what makes it even more frustrating. It's internal policy that's subjective. It's on every case. Case by case. You say, well, let's just redact it. Let's just black out so I can't see your name.
Right.
Yeah, but if I say the guy in the blue shirt whose name was, and I redact your name, you might know somebody that wears a blue shirt, so that could possibly tip him off the two we're talking about. Such bogus BS. But because it is internal policy, and you won't get Congress to say, it's not the law, it's your policy. Your policy does not hold the merit of law. And as such, you are required to disclose. Don't do it. Nobody wants to take on the bully in the sandbox. Hmm. And quite frankly, Bill, you and I both know that when nobody takes on the bully, what does he do? He just bullies more.
Yep.
So it's time we start getting some leadership in this country. And it's time that we set things straight. It's time the American public realizes that it's not just a matter of discussion. We have to take action. And the first action that we need to take is a military counsel must be established for a military tribunal. It can be done by the Speaker of the House, and I realize that's asking a lot, but it's about time we have some people to say, you know what, I don't care if I get reelected or not, I'm going to do what's right for this country.
You know, I think if the Republicans actually did something very specific,
right,
and very results-oriented, I don't think they'd have any problem getting reelected.
I would agree with you. I think here's what's interesting. Just in the last Republican debate, you had Biden, who came out and said, I mean, very specific things. Why are we having debates being moderated by the same media that propagated the Russian gate as truth for so many years?
Right.
Answer that question. And the media just stared at him with a blank stare. Of course, afterwards, how dare he be so insulted? He makes a comment. Every chance we've had the new Republican national director, Vermont, we lost. You want to give people raises every year for losing? When did we start that? And then what was the response? Oh, that's just, you're being horrific. You're being too forceful. You're being too blunt. How can you insult people like that? But see, well, what's interesting is you look at his poll numbers. They literally shot through the roof. No, they didn't compare to Trump's, but they literally shot through the roof after he made those statements. What does that tell you? The American people want to know the truth. Don't soft pedal it to me. Tell me what's really going on. Call people out. Make them be held accountable. You do that to me. If I commit a crime, I'm have to be held accountable.
Sure.
Why shouldn't you be held accountable? People are desirous of that. They're craving for that. And yet we have a party that continues to want to pussyfoot around,
right,
and say, oh, no, we don't want to offend anybody, so let's not talk about that. Let's talk about, you know, something, immigration, just reforming immigration. No, we're not going to reform immigration. You've got 10 million illegal immigrants that we have no idea whether they're terrorists, criminals, or just people wanting to better themselves.
Sure.
The least we owe to the American people is to round every one of them up. Now, this is the next thing that's coming, Bill. I'm giving your listeners a heads up. They're going to start saying that, because Trump has mentioned this, that we have to round these people up. Oh, well, if you're going to round people up, this brings up the image of during World War II, Japanese internment camps the U.S.
Now,
so, you know.
That brings up the image of Eisenhower's Operation Wetback.
Yep.
Because when he was doing that, I think they actually corralled about 100,000 of them. But a bunch of them started just going on their own.
They did. And that's already beginning to happen. Now you're beginning to see illegal immigrants. It just happened yesterday in New York. They arrived, they looked at it, and said, I want to go home. I don't want to stay here. So we're doing the right thing. But the point I was making is the narrative, they're going to try to turn everything into a negative. You wouldn't want to dare. But we have to, at some point in time, I like this. It's not a slogan. It's a truth, Bill. America needs to come first. Americans need to come first.
Oh, yeah.
We're the ones that built this country. We're the ones that have paid the taxes. We're the ones that have fought and died for it. And it is incomprehensible that we would allow people to come in who could be terrorists, who could be criminals, and we treat them better than we do our own citizens.
Right.
That is just disgusting.
That's what's happening.
Directly.
That's what's happening.
But it's
right
time
now
that we call it out, and it's time that we do something about it. And this is where I'm saying people are asking. We're fixing the release, and I look forward to one of your next shows talking to you about this bill. But what do you do when what's inevitable is coming, and that's terrorist attacks on the soil? How do you prepare yourself? What do you do? We're also going to be releasing, what do we do now to go from talking to action?
Right.
And that's going to be critical for every American to understand. Because if we don't move from talk to action, we're going to lose.
Yeah, talk to action, that's the hard part. Getting them to actually move in that direction is the really difficult part.
It is. Well, I will tell you this, and God forbid, this is not what I want to see. But when you are watching terrorist attacks live in action in your neighborhood, watching your loved ones being slaughtered and killed, you'll learn how to act then. It's too late, but you'll learn how to act. So we're going to try to figure out how to act before it gets to that point and spare this country.
You know, I was watching a movie today, and I'd forgotten the opening of it. This wasn't why I was watching. I'm a big Benicio del Toro guy, so I was watching Sicario, The Summer of the Soldado.
Oh, yes.
And the opening of that film, I was just thinking, wow, this could be here. Have you seen?
Exactly.
Yeah. In the opening of the film, a bunch of Middle Eastern nationals have come across with the via the drug cartels, and they go into a grocery store and set off suicide bombs.
And the only difference, Bill, between the movie that you saw and reality,
yeah,
is compound that by 200%, and you get a better picture of what's really going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just one.
Yep.
That was just,
it was just one incident. They, you remember their goal and objective is to establish such fear that we capitulate to anything they desire. And they have that fear. They don't want you to just be fearful in McAllen, Texas. They want you to be fearful in every city in America. So yep. They have to strike large cities, small cities, yep. medium cities, yep. rural cities, urban cities, so that it sends a clear message. You're not safe in America anymore.
Nope.
And that's why it's going to all happen at one time, not just one event.
It'd be better, though, if we started acting that way now. So
that is correct. But I am encouraged, and let me tell you what I'm encouraged by. There has been just a rash of pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian demonstrations in this country.
Right.
They don't realize that they're playing to the enemy's hands. But it is showing the great anti-Semitism, the great divide. I mentioned this to you because it just came out Friday. You are correct. Las Vegas, Nevada High School.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's pick that up on Wednesday because we're running out of time. Go find Michael's stuff at AmericanThinker.com. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you. God bless America. And we look forward to the next time.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.